The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Marandaf Memhei Amid Beis brings Tana Rabbanon. Iter, a lefty, being bayad, whether his hand, he uses his left hand, being beregel, or he's a lefty in his foot, puzzle. Such a kayin is puzzle for avoda. Shoylet b'shtei yadav, if he uses both hands equally, Rabbi paisel, Rabbi still holds it's a mum, and he's puzzle for avoda. V'chachamim matir. V'chachamim say that a shoylet b'shtei yadav is not a mum, and he's okay, kosher for avoda. Mar Sover, the Gemara explained, Kechishusa Aschla B'yamin, that the way it works by Shoylet B'shtei Yadav is that his right, we have a right hand that's normally strong, and a left hand that's normally weak. So a righty, his right hand is strong, and he does everything with his right hand. So the Shoylet B'shtei Yadav, we look, say that what's happening is that his right hand is becoming weaker, and what he ends up having basically two left hands. And therefore, both left hands are puzzle for Avaida. Just like a left hand of an Avaida is puzzle for Avaida, this person's right hand that became weaker is now like a left hand. And the Chavim hold the opposite. That the Shoylet B'shtei Yadav, his left hand becomes better. And now, in a way, he has two right hands. And he can use both hands, pastures, for avoda. Rashi explains that it was an iter beregel, shekisha mahalech oiker regel hasmol tchila, that when he walks, he sticks out his left foot first. And regular people, a righty, will, when he walks, stick out his right foot first. So to a lefty in his hand, his puzzle, as it says, v'tavol etzboi. And whenever it says etzpa, v'kayin, en eli yamin. And how do we know that an iter de regel is puzzle? Because it says, lamoy l'shares, kederech shar amida, de'ikra b'yamin. The normal way of standing, which is with the right. The Agav Rav Yashav here in the Sefer Ha'orei says that this simon of your left, your right foot going first, or your left foot going first, Rav Yashav says that will not define a righty or a lefty today. Because people today are not so masudr how they walk, and it's not a good simon from this inyan of which way he walks. Now, Rashi says clearly here that a lefty, this psul of a lefty, he's mamish poisel avoida. It's a full-fledged psul, and if a lefty will do avoida, the avoida will be poisel. It's not just because of Eina Shava, the Zara Shal Aaron, where his avoida would be, the avid be good, but it's an actual level of a mum that passes the avoda. But the Rambam puts the din of et iter with the other mum of our perek. It's seemingly that the problem only is that it's einai shava bizar shal aron, but the arzav is not a full-fledged mum, and he would be able to be the eved do the avoda. So, to explain the machlokes, it would seem that the Rambam holds that the inyan of a lefty is that his right hand stays the same, but his left hand gets stronger. And therefore he has the ability and the kayach, and he has the inyan of yamin, but since he's different than another regular kayin, the stronger hand is the right hand, and the weaker hand is the left hand, by this person his left hand is stronger, it becomes like a yamin. So even though he has the kayach of a regular kayin, it's not a mum, but he's still ain't a shava because he's a mirror image of a regular kayin. He's backwards. So therefore, that's a psul. Rashi holds that it's mamish tapshat, that his right hand becomes weaker, and therefore, he's psul because it's a mum, it's a lacking in him. Another way we can explain the machlokes is that the right hand becomes weak, and the left hand stays the same. But still, that's enough in the Rambam to be considered a yamin because it's stronger than the left hand. And as the using, even though it could be that he is a bit weaker, but that's not considered a mum. So two ways to understand the Rambam. Either the left hand becomes a super strong hand and overwhelms the yamin, and therefore one uses the yamin. So you're just as strong and skilled as a regular kind, you're just backwards. Or you could say that, no, there is a weakening here of the right hand, and that's why you use the left hand. But that, the Rambam holds, still is not yet as big a problem as an actual mum, and therefore, b'di'evah, the vodah would be kosher, and it's only a problem of ein hashava, mezar shel aron. Rabban Chulam Daf Tzadik Beis, and also in Perek Mitzvot Chalitza, discusses this machlokes Rashi and Rambam on whether a kohen who's a lefty apostles a vodah like a real mum, or it's only a problem of ein hashava, mezar shel aron. And the Rambam says that there are nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam in halacha. For example, according to Rashi, an itter, a lefty, cannot be chodesh at all, because he does not have a yamin. There is no yamin on the lefty, because his right hand became weak, and the left hand stayed the same, and therefore everything is possible. But just like we say, he doesn't have a yamin. He's lacking a din yamin for avodah. He's also lacking a right hand for a chalitza, and he would not be able to do chalitza. And according to the Rambam, you could do chalitza, which means that the Ramban is understanding in the Rambam that there is a din of yamin, either because the left hand is stronger and it takes over, and it has a din of a right hand. And the only problem is that he's different than a regular kain. But that's only a problem for avaita, where you need shava bizar shal aron, that l'chatzchila we don't want you to do avaita. And for other inyanim of a yamin, he has a din of yamin. And the Ramban explains that then how come a lefty will put on tefillin on his right hand? So that would be because of the drasha of yad keya, because it's the mitzvah, it's the weaker hand. In Shalom Shuvus Rikveger, kama simin kuvchav beis, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer asks the following ha'ara. According to the Ramban, what would be the din of a shoylet b'shtei yadav? Because the Ramban says that the reason why a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand, even though the right hand stayed just as strong, but the left hand became stronger. So in the Shita Saramba. So therefore you put it on the right hand. So now even though your right hand is be'etim as strong as it always was, but you put it on the right hand because we look at Yad Keya, Yadcha, and it is the weaker hand. We don't say it has to be Bechepza, a left hand, to put on tefillin. It has to be a weaker hand. And even according to the Rambam, it is a weaker hand. And therefore you put on tefillin on it. And what if you'd have a Shoylet B'shtei Yadav? You don't have a weaker hand? If the whole gather is weaker hand, you don't have that by Shoylet B'shtei Yadav. So, what's gonna be? So the Chassam Sofer says a big chiddush. He says that over here, since a shaylet b'shtei yadav e afshir b'inyan achar, there's no other way he can put on tefillin. So it can't be that the Torah was mafsid from him the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, and azlina baser alma, he goes back to the default option of putting tefillin on his left hand. So it is possible to ma'ar on this mahalach, that unfortunately one can find cases where a person can't put on film. What if Chas V'Shalom, a person's arms are lost, blown off, or he's born without arms? Such a person can't put on film. So if the person who doesn't have an arm can't put on film, so a person doesn't have a right hand or a left hand, if he doesn't have a left hand, so what's so fair to say that he also can't put on film? It's not like something that before we said in an earlier shir, that there's some Echtainas that if you have it on Droikinus, it has a Chiv of Tshoifer. And yet, according to the Rabbin, it would seem that he can't do the mitzvah. Can't do the mitzvah because he's on Droikinus, it's only a Chatzi Zohar, according to the Rabbin. So there are some Echtainas, Misvar Avosha wouldn't give him a Chiv that he can't fulfill. But a person who doesn't have a left hand, a Yad Keya, so it could be like a person that doesn't have hands. And he's obviously, Moshe doesn't feel that he needs to do the mitzvah of tefillin. The Chassam Sofer is saying that we're mukhar to mechadish an eitzah for a person who doesn't have a left hand. Shlomo Eger, in his Tshuva Siman Aleph, says that we can answer this ha'ara a little differently. We can answer it differently. That a shayla b'shtayadav puts on his left, that which he puts on his left hand, goes like the drasha of uchsaftam. Uchsaftam because you write with the right hand. And, we darshan the kshartam that you tie the tefillin on the left hand with that hand. But according to the drasha of Yad Kea, that you need a weak hand, so we could say that be'emes the fellow he's putters. He talking disagrees with his grandfather, the Chassam Sofer, and he says that you could write with the that a person who's shalit b'shtayadav would not necessarily have the ability to put on tefillin because he doesn't have a weaker hand. Maybe we can give another mahalach that even according to the drasha of Yad Kea, a shalit b'shtayadav could put on tefillin. And not only could he put on tefillin on the left hand, like a normal person, but perhaps it can even be matzia svara that he could put on tefillin on both hands, on either hand. Why? The Ritva Masech HaShabbos Kufkim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there says in Chiddush that a person, the Sholet B'Shtei Yadav is Chayev if he does Ksiv on Shabbos. The Ritva asks the Kasha, what's the Chiddush that a Sholet B'Shtei Yadav, a person who is equally proficient in both hands, is Chayev for Kaisev with both hands? If he uses both hands, why should he be Potter for Ksiva? The Ritva says that the person who Sholet B'Shtei Yadav is not as good. He's not as good as a person who's ragel, as a person who's a full-fledged righty. So that's the chiddush, even though he doesn't write as well with each hand, but still considered good enough to be chayav for Shabbos. Maybe one could say that this person has two yad keyos, since both of his hands are not equal to what a normal hand would be equal by a person. So both of his hands are together Yad Kea. So you could clear the Shaila if Yad Kea means relevant to myself, that it's my weaker hand. In that case, he doesn't have a weaker hand, and you have the Chassam Sofer's Taina, that how does he put on tefillin? But if you say that Yad Kea is a cheft of a Yad Kea, you learn like the Mitzvah that a Shalit Mishayadah, if his hands are weaker, so then, you would have an Eitzah to say that he could put on either of his hands, because both hands have a din of Yad Kea. It would just be Nageya, this Ritva, we would go back to our Mishnah. V'chor b'toli in the Machlekes Tanayim. That if you say that the Cheshusa, the weakness, starts in the right hand and it gets weaker, then, and that's like Shitas Rebbe. Or like the Chachamim, that the left hand becomes stronger and equals the right hand, so that V'chor doesn't fit so well with the Ritva, that a Shalit B'Shayadav is weaker. And then you'd have to learn, the Ritva would have to learn, that really, both of his hands are very strong. But since he's accustomed to use both hands, each hand only gets 50% use of practice of writing. So practically speaking, the hands write less. But not that there's etzem an inyan of Yad Kea in a Shalit B'Shtei Yadav. So this Shailav, there's a Yad Kea of a Shalit B'Shtei Yadav, would acher go back to our Mishnah, the Machlekes Rebbe, and the Rabbanon.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.